Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. And when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OA, CA, GA, PA, SLA, SLA, ACR, RR, MM, DR, AHA, CMA, FAIR. We don't speak for any of them, they're guys.
Or any of the Anons.
None of them, they're neither.
Nope.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with.
And Mark.
Sweet. Don't forget Recovery Idol.
Oh, whoops, my mic was off.
Uh-oh.
I wonder if it was off the last show, too. I'm Shelley, by the way.
Oh, wow. That would be perfect.
Awesome.
If Shelley didn't have her mic on the entire show, last show. It would be the best show ever. She'll look over. If looks could kill, I'd
You'd
be dead
lying
right
on the floor.
I have my own bed now, thank you.
Oh, wow. Okay. No sheets or anything, but go.
Yeah, I do. I have a full set of sheets.
Oh. Okay. So, anyway, yikes.
Yes.
You started it.
So, Mark.
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do for the rest of this month?
The rest of this month?
Yeah.
What? Mr. One Day at a Time?
Yeah,
what the
well,
heck kind
yeah.
of a question is that?
I am really busy for the rest of this month.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. I've got clientele flying in from all over the country at different times. And
good.
I'm working. I'm tough. It's hard.
It's on.
That's right.
And Shelly, she's a... What's the thing? What's the new saying around the library over there?
This is a library. We roll hard.
Wow.
Really?
I even have a t-shirt that says that. Thank you, Bill. Recovery 101, sponsored in part by Bill
Piper.
I had lunch with him the other day.
Did you?
Drove up to Fresno for the day.
My daughter just moved to Fresno.
I have a picture of him. I have a picture of him in front of a gigantic wall of beer bottles. Advertising beer bottles. They're all like 5 feet tall. It's perfect. Alcoholic in front of beer bottles. Sweet!
Dude!
You know what that means?
What?
Oh, no.
Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. Okay, this
Here we
is probably.
Go. Another million years in this day in history.
This is probably the last time you guys will ever hear. This day in history.
Thank God.
1770. This and you couldn't go without knowing this. Because this is important crap you hear.
Let me just say that at the outset of this segment, I'm completely whelmed.
In 1770, the first shipment of rhubarb was sent to America.
We've had a new low.
And you know, what's funny? On this date in history, not a lot happened between 1770 and 1963 because there's nothing.
They were
in
too busy
between.
Eating rhubarb.
1963, the Whiskey a Go Go opened in L.A.
That is important.
Recognizes the first disco in the United States. Which
the whiskey?
That's what it says. Since then, it does nothing but rock and roll. Johnny Cash, 1964, Ring of Fire.
Now
became the first country album
in Ring of Fire.
I went to down, top down, the U.S. Down. Pop album
the
chart.
Flames went higher.
10 years after that, 1974, Love American Style.
Love American Style.
Truer than the red, white, and blue. Love. love American style. You, whatever. That in Room 222. Remember that show?
I remember that show.
They both went off the show, off the air, 1974. Ooh, 1977. Rolling Stone. Keith Richards tried in London for possession of cocaine.
He was framed.
And was fined 750 pounds.
Of cocaine? That's quite the fine.
That would have been awesome.
Wow.
This is strange. 1987, Frankie Goes to Hollywood began its last and final tour in Manchester, England. This seems to be a lot about music. 1992, Paul Simon began a tour of South Africa. He was the first international star to do that, following the end of the UN cultural boycott. These are all like music ones. Sonny Bono, 1994, announced he was running for Congress.
And won.
Which I thought was like the most ridiculous thing ever, but apparently he turned out to be a good congressman. He represented Palm Springs, California, until he skied into a tree and died in 1998.
He did his George of the Jungle impersonation.
The peanut gallery is making fun, and so is Mark, making fun of the death of
Well, what I
want to
know is
Bono.
How is it that, I mean, we don't have, like, primogeniture or, like, hereditary positions in politics in America. How is it that his wife was allowed to take over after
he
died?
She was elected.
She was elected?
Yeah.
I thought she was just
appointed. Yeah. No, Mary's good congressperson.
I haven't followed her career that much. I just, for some reason, I got it in my head that she'd just sort of been appointed.
No.
By whom? I don't know.
She's very good.
1999, Sean Puffy Combs and Dwight Heavy D. Myers, along with the City University of New York, were found negligent in a 1991 celebrity basketball game that killed 9 people and injured dozens.
How the heck do 9 people die at a basketball game?
Well, they're rappers.
When
probably,
you're playing basketball with MAC-10s.
Yeah, popped a cap in someone's ass.
Jeez, old Pete. That's a full contact sport.
Oh. Kona International Airport, 2001, Whitney Houston was stopped for possession of marijuana.
Yeah.
That went out of control from 1999 to 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I actually, not too long ago, fell asleep in the bathtub. She had to be really loaded because the minute your nose hits that water, boom, you're awake.
How do you fall asleep in a bathtub?
Because it was nice and hot and I was sort of slouched down in the water and then I just kind of dozed off, and the minute you start breathing water, you wake up fast.
Yeah,
so
well,
she
does.
Had to be completely hammered.
Heath Ledger, 2009, won Best Supporting Actor at the Golden Globes for playing the Joker.
Wasn't he dead by then?
Not posthumously.
Yeah, and he won the Oscar for it a month later.
Michelle, pick it up for him.
Let's see, only two more. Mark McGuire. 2010. What do you think happened in 2010 with Mark? Mark?
What happened in 2010 with Mark McGuire?
Yeah.
Well, no, he was denied admission to the Hall of Fame.
He made an admission to breaking the record in 1998, home run record.
Well, he knew he broke it.
Yeah, he
said
had
used steroids and human growth hormones.
Yeah.
And the last one is new tunes.
He used human growth hormone, which was not even an illegal substance back when he used it.
It says that he used steroids and human growth hormones when he broke baseball's home run record in 1998.
The products he used were not even illegal to use when he used them.
Really?
Yep.
2010, new tombs were discovered near the Great Pyramids. And the tomb supported the theory that Egypt's pyramids were built by paid workers and not by slaves. I don't know how new tombs would show that, but oh well. So that was this date in history.
Is that the end?
Are we done with history now?
Yeah, we are.
Thank you, God.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay.
A man with a hankering for pizzas drove into the local pizza store to order pizza.
Drove in?
Literally?
Literally drove in. He was an elderly guy, crashed through the front doors of Valentina's Pizza.
And?
And he was going to go ahead and order some pizza, even though he just crashed through the front doors of the place.
Well, if he didn't hit the ovens, then why
not? He wasn't too upset about it, evidently.
I mean, your drive-thru. We don't have a drive-thru. Oh.
You do now.
The fireman said the guy was, like, so nonchalant about it that he acted like this is something he did every day and was puzzled why he wasn't allowed to order pizza and there was no drugs or alcohol involved. His Honda Fit
didn't
fit right through the two front doors. And because it was smaller than the front doors, it only damaged the doors. It didn't damage any of the structure of the restaurant.
Well, then so he should have been able to get his pizza.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Jeez.
They should have had the doors open.
Yeah, that's stingy.
Okay, this one also, I think, from Bill Piper. Welfare recipients take out cash at strip clubs, liquor stores, and X-rated shops.
Well,
they've got
course.
The thing now where you get the little ATM card.
Yeah, of course.
And it says they're on the dole and watching the pole. A database of 200 million electronic benefit transfer records obtained by the New York Post through a Freedom of Information request showed welfare recipients using their EBT cards to make dozens of cash withdrawals inside Hank's Saloon in Brooklyn, the Blue Door Video Porn Shop in the East Village, the Anchor, a sleek Soho lounge, and the Patriot Saloon and Drinks Galore.
I'm glad they're using their money wisely.
The State Office of Temporary Disability Assistance, which oversees the cash assistance program, discovered that it lists all of those locations on its welfare-ready ATM list of sites on their webpage.
Well, you know, if we're going to be passing out money, we've got to be prepared for them to use it for the basic necessities, like strip
booze
clubs.
Booze and chicks.
Yes.
They said they would do their best to take down those references to those particular ATMs.
I'm not going to hold my breath.
Man filmed throwing away $100,000 in cocaine during the car chase. Albany, Georgia. This guy is being chased in a high-speed chase.
Yeah.
Drives out across the bridge over the river. Tosses the cocaine out the window. Thinks that's an awesome move. Mark, why could this not be an awesome move?
Toss it over the bridge?
Toss over the bridge into the water.
Into the water. Packaged?
Completely.
Need to open the package.
You got to open the package before you throw it in the water.
I assume it floated?
Yeah. He said he was going 85 miles an hour. He suddenly, as he reached the bridge over the Flint River, he threw out a package. He threw a kilo of cocaine off the bridge. But what he forgot was the coke was vacuum sealed in several layers of plastic wrap and freezer bags and then coated with beeswax. It floated over to the side of the river. No. Oh, and the cops had to stop another guy from running off with it.
That's not mine. That's not mine.
Yeah, they said they didn't charge the other guy. And the guy said, well, because it's so well sealed, you couldn't get any kind of odor out of it, and that's what would also prevent it from taking on water and eliminating the evidence. West Valley City. I do not know where that is. But it's in West Valley.
Okay.
Apparently. The police were looking for a guy who had been shot in the ankle at a party. When they were called by the local bar, and the guy said at the bar that there's a guy in here with a shot leg. And when the cops went to get him, the guy said, I got shot in the leg. I really needed a drink. The guy hobbled a half a mile.
He did need a drink.
He hobbled
He's
a half
my
a
hero.
Mile with a shot leg all the way to the bar.
He needed a drink.
Yeah.
He wasn't lying.
He added that investigators believe the incident may have been drug-related. Go figure. Salt Lake City, from Brian. I think he must live there, because we get a lot of Salt Lake City stories. Police believe she was half of a female duo involved in armed robberies at a Murray restaurant and later in a shootout with police officers. But the father of Kelly Faye Simon says He can't believe that that's actually his daughter because she's such a good Christian girl. She taught Sunday school.
Is he a preacher?
That's why I had a hard time believing the news when he was told she had been shot and killed by the Joint Criminal Apprehension Team in a shootout. Not only was she in that robbery, but also in 6 to 9 other recent armed robberies. I don't know what the police know. They may be correct. But something's still not right. It's not like my daughter was hurting for money. She had an income, rented a house, and had a credit card with $7,000 worth of credit on. I'm not trying to blame the police, and I'm not trying to blame my daughter. Things just seem weird the way they went down. This is what we call denial.
Is he a preacher?
It doesn't say.
Because if she was like a church and Sunday school teacher and stuff, if she was a preacher's kid, I'd believe it. They're wild.
Okay, children taking part in this year's nude Olympics at Massillon Beach will be told to wear clothes.
What? Wait, how old are these kids?
It doesn't say the actual ages, but
13 to 17.
I think they're fairly young. They've advised organizers of the event to ensure that all children are wearing at least bottoms while taking part, to including the children's sack race and treasure hunt.
Yikes!
To deter,
are they hunting for treasure?
To deter pedophiles. Go figure.
Why were they letting them do this naked before?
Because it's a nude beach, and there's nudist families that are in the nudist things, I guess.
Oh, okay, so mom and dad get to be naked, but the kids all have to wear clothes?
Yeah, that doesn't seem fair.
Doesn't.
This is at Swan Resort. It's a safe family event, it says. You can read more about it on their Facebook page.
I think I'll take a pass on that.
Hero of the Week. Hero of the Week alert.
Too cold.
Hero of the Week alert.
Okay, I have one. We can do a one hero thing. This is going to be really cold on my lips.
Probably good if you don't put your
finger
over
the hole. And don't put the end next to the microphone. Put the part where the noise comes out.
This one?
No.
No.
Yes. Wow, that's the lamest of the lame right there.
Woke Debbie.
Yeah, but I woke up Debbie.
Debbie came out of her slumber like instantly. All right, Salt Lake City, another one from Brian. Following the example of his father, who always had a spare bed to give someone that needed, Tony Tolbert offered his fully furnished home to a homeless family.
That's awesome. He's been
staying with his father. He's an entertainment lawyer in Los Angeles. He's been staying with his father, who suffers from Alzheimer's. And he decided, since he's living at his father's house with him, taking care of his father, to give his home to Felicia Dukes and her 4 children. He contacted the shelter and offered his home. She didn't believe it. And Tolbert's mother said he's always been kind and giving, but she says this is a perfect example and a perfect memory of her husband and his father that he's doing this.
It's very nice.
He's given away an entire
house
full of stuff. And the last one, because we're a little over time. Salt Lake City again. It's for Brian. Who's Brian?
I don't know.
Don't know.
Seventh grader found himself in the middle of a carjacking. This guy stole his mother's van. An intoxicated man stole his mother's van while he was sleeping in the back.
Uh-oh.
And he starts talking to the guy, saying, hey, there's a kid back here. And the guy's looking back, and he's drunk, and he's like, oh, shit, there's a kid back. And so he starts telling the guy, you know, you really should pull over and let me out because I'm a child. And the guy's looking over the back seat, talking to the guy, and rams into a parked car.
Oh, jeez.
Then the guy gets the thing back, and he backs out, and he starts to drive again, Then the drunk guy tries to jump out of the van, but his pants get caught on the door of the van. So the van is driving down the street. Seventh grader in the back. Guy hanging out the door. Can't get out. What does the seventh grader do? Leaps into the front seat and stops the van.
I'd have gunned it.
Stops the van. Now, the guy gets unhooked and takes off running, but is stopped immediately by police. The kid faked like he had a cell phone in his pocket, said, I'm calling the police on myself. I'm going to call him. So the guy's looking over the back seat to make sure he doesn't have it.
Bet his parents are going to get him a cell phone now.
Yes. And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Marty, you can't get a tan from the space heater. I'm just letting you know.
It's a wee bit nippy in Laguna Beach.
It's freaking cold on this end of the studio.
Yeah, it's...
It's because you're right by the door.
I know.
It's like in the 30s, and which is quite cold for Southern California.
Yes.
So we have a topic, Mark.
We do, Bruce.
Wow. Yes, don't yawn. That's going to make it. You know what? I've had people tell me before that when they hear someone yawn on the show, it makes them yawn at home.
Uh-huh.
We should have a whole show of yawning then.
See, it's catching up to me right now.
Yeah. There he goes.
I am not going to yawn. I'm not going to yawn. I'm just not yawning. Going to.
Everybody's yawning.
Yep. I'm just not going to.
Debbie's up.
Yeah, so Debbie woke up. Everyone else is yawning. Debbie's awake.
She's got the heater blowing straight at her, though.
But I don't know if it goes that far, really. So, the topic, Mark, is
sponsor shopping.
Sponsor.
That's right.
Shopping.
Dialing for sponsors.
Now, did you ever do it?
Nope.
Well, then, how did you shop for your sponsor? I mean, how'd you get your sponsor if you didn't shop for one? Did someone set you up with them?
Yes.
Oh, well, there you go.
Someone set me up with him and met with him. He agreed to be my sponsor. He's been my sponsor for 27 and a half years.
Damn. Now, have you ever had guys come to you that are clearly shopping?
Yep.
Did you not say the right thing? You didn't co-sign enough bullshit?
I don't know. I've had guys come to me that you sponsored one time or another that came to me to sponsor them.
Oh, yeah.
And they performed for me about as well as they performed for you.
Yeah, not very well.
No.
How about you, Shelley? You sponsor shopped a little bit.
Well, I had the one sponsor that I got because she was geographically undesirable because then I wouldn't have to do anything. That worked really well. But then the sponsor I still have today is the one that you told me to get because I figured you'd been around since God made dirt and you probably knew what you were talking about, so I went with the sponsor you suggested and I still have her.
Aren't you brilliant?
I'll never forget. I set Shelly up with this gal Becky, who completely sucks as a sponsor, but
she's awesome.
She sucks.
And shortly after I hooked her up with Becky, Shelly is in the hospital for pancreatitis.
Yep.
And I met with Becky after visiting you in the hospital. I said, so what do you think, Becky? And Becky looked at me and she goes, you're kind of between a rock and a hard place on this. I got to be honest with you. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she goes, well, she goes, I'm hoping she lives and I'm hoping she gets it. But, you know, all bets are off. And I'm like, holy crap, this is a sponsor going, yeah, I don't know. You're kind of between a rock and a hard place here. And I'm like, oh, gee, thanks, Bex. Now, have you ever had people, Shelley, that came to you that were sponsor shopping?
Yeah, I just had a girl not too long ago, one of the meetings that I, and this has happened several times to me, and the first time that it happened, I was like, well, you know, I mean, if you're having trouble and you need a new sponsor, then you should get a new sponsor, whereupon they promptly asked me to sponsor them. Then I find out later that that person never bothered to discuss that issue with their first sponsor. So the next time it happened, which wasn't too long ago, I said, you know, do you have a sponsor? And she said, well, yeah, but, you know, I just don't get along with her. I don't know if we really click. I don't know. I said, are you calling her? Well, sometimes, blah. And I'm thinking, red flags. And I said, well, are you doing what's suggested? And she said, well, I try, but I usually forget stuff. I'm like, you know, you might want to actually call your sponsor and talk to her about these things and, you know, really get into the book. And she said, well, no, I just think I need a new sponsor. And I said, I think maybe you need to do what you're directed to do. I said, I would be happy to help you, and I'll give you my phone number, but you need to talk to your sponsor. Because I'm not going to, like Mark said, they perform for him about as well as they perform for you. If that's what the person is going to continually do with different people, and they keep shopping for different sponsors, expecting someone to fix them, it's not going to work.
I've been sponsor shop many times by people. And I sponsor shopped when I first came around, you know, and of course I was sponsor shopping. I wasn't staying sober.
Yeah.
I picked a guy. He was a great guy, too. I mean, actually, he was a good sponsor, too. But I picked him because he had what I wanted. He had
the
a nice house,
car.
Up in the hills. He had a nice Mercedes. He had a nice this. He had a nice that. He had a bunch of money. He had American Express cards. That's why I got him. He was actually, I worked with him for a while. He was a good sponsor, but I was not willing. We have a friend. We shall call him Warner.
That's not subtle.
I knew a guy in college named Warner Backstrom, and he's gone through a significant quantity of people I know, and it's an example of one of those people. And I love him to death, but it's an example of one of those people that goes to someone. If he doesn't get the answer he wants, then he goes to another person. And if he doesn't get the answer he wants, then he goes to another person. And I've found when I see guys do that, and I've seen someone that Mark sponsored do similar things. Mm-hmm. Zach.
Yeah.
We shall call him Zach. And what this guy would do.
We've called him Zach before. Why shouldn't we call him Zach now?
Yeah, but didn't we pick a new name because we actually have a Zach that's actually working?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but it's not that Zach. So anyway, this guy would come and there would be a story. And if he wasn't getting the answer he wanted, the story would change slightly when he went to the next guy. And the details would change a little and things would change a little. And if he didn't get the right answer from them, then he'd go to another guy, because it was becoming, I think, apparent to this guy that he wasn't getting the answers he wanted, so he needed to change the story to fit the answer he wanted in order to get
that. I think Zach was the one that changed his story about something to the point where I ended up taking him on my first drug run.
You did.
Totally accidentally, because I didn't know what was going on.
Well, and the shame about that is it's people that don't realize if you're going to change your story to fit what you want to be told, you're not going to be sober anyway. I mean, if you're willing to not be honest with your sponsor, you're not going to get anywhere in this program. And that's a shame. I haven't been shopped much lately. Although I do have one guy that I sponsored for a while that I think Mark sponsors now, or maybe. and I will call him Mike. And he still calls me when he's doing things, but it's like those guys too. You ever have the guys that you sponsor them, and they're still talking to like five other people?
I was going to ask you a question. If somebody ever came to you and asked you if you would co-sponsor them, would you?
No.
Nope.
I do not co-sponsor. Yeah. Matter of fact, we had a guy that did that. Went to my sponsee, Mike, asked him, will you sponsor me? Mike said, yeah, but I'm going to be the only sponsor. Immediately went to the Tuesday night meeting and asked someone else to sponsor him. And then asked if he could have a co-sponsor, and that guy said, if you want a co-sponsor, I'll fire you right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not big on the co-sponsorship thing.
The only way that I could even see a possibility of a co-sponsorship is if someone had a problem other than alcohol. Like, let's say I'm sponsoring them drug and alcohol, and the guy's a gambling addict. I'm not comfortable. I mean, it's the same 12 steps and everything, but I have a, and I can relate to kind of the feelings and things, but I think it would behoove someone who's a gambler to have someone who's more familiar with gambling. It's kind of like we know people in food addicts and recovery. Now, they could have an AA sponsor and maybe have a different sponsor in their food addiction program.
Yeah, the other one is I know a guy who his sponsor found out he had terminal cancer, told all his sponsees they should get another a co-sponsor because when he was gone, they should have someone they can seamlessly be working with. I can see that. Probably don't want to stop working with the guy you have the relationship with, but it'd be a good idea to get somebody warming up in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a hell of foresight for that guy.
Yeah.
I just had a sponsee actually that has left me because she, on the co-sponsor line, she wanted to start going to NA, which is fine. I've been to NA. It's a great fellowship. I'm perfectly okay with that. But she wanted me to be her AA or CA sponsor and then also have an NA sponsor. And I was like, no, I don't think I should do that. And she said, well, you know, it's the same steps. You could still be my sponsor in NA. And I said, no, they have a workbook. They've got to hold it. You got to, if that's what you want to do, go with God. You have my blessing. But
that's a perfect use of that new word.
What?
The new word, that there should be a new word in the Urban Dictionary. I hear it all the time now. It should be a word. Yeah, no.
Well, actually, she's doing great now. I just talked to her yesterday. She still calls me once in a while just to, like, if her sponsor is busy or whatever, she'll call me if she needs, like, a hand. I said, fine, that's fine. I'm happy to answer the phone whenever you call. But and she's doing great. She did, jump fellowships, and I'm happy for her. But I was not willing to do the whole two different fellowships, two different sponsors thing. And I'm not going to sponsor somebody in NA. I don't know that workbook. I don't know that, yeah, it's the same steps, but it's not exactly the same.
Mark, have you ever sponsored anyone in NA?
No.
I have. I have because NA is not like their only program. I'm kind of that way too. You know what? I'm like any port in a storm. I mean, if I'm somewhere and I need a meeting, I don't care if it's an NA, a CA, a CMA, a AA. Yeah. It doesn't really matter to me. If I need a meeting. A matter of fact, one time, I was in Vegas, and I was at, I think it's called the Triangle Club. It might even be called the Triangle Club, but it's over near Sam's Club. Sam's Town. Mm-hmm. And I had been there, and that was the only place I knew where there was a meeting. I went back to the Strip, and I'm at my hotel, and I'm feeling skittish. And I go to the guy at the what do they call the guy at
concierge.
The hotel? The concierge. I said, I need a meeting. He goes, oh, yeah, there's one going on. It starts in 15 minutes. I go up there. It's a Gamblers Anonymous meeting. And I'm sitting in there, and I'm thinking, okay, any port in a storm. Here I am in the Gamblers Anonymous meeting. And this guy goes, hey, you're new. Would you like to share? And I said, I'm Bruce, and I'm an alcoholic. And I just really needed to meet. And they're like, it's okay. You can be in here. Half of us are alcoholics anyway. And I was like, oh, not so different. And, basically same, everything was the same, except for they added the word gambling rather than alcohol or drugs. It worked fine for me. got me over the hump.
I mean, it is the same basic 12 steps and everything. It's just that I can only work out of the big book because that's what I know. I've done 6 months of NA, but I don't know the workbook or anything, so that's why I won't do it.
I love that Shelley goes to NA, Narcotics Anonymous.
NCA.
NCA, Cocaine Anonymous.
Never done any
drugs.
Nothing.
Ever.
Just a drunk.
She's been a secretary of a CA meeting. Of course, they use the big books. So that's a little bit.
Well, and they say in their literature, they're all inclusive.
Well, so does NA. NA says that as well.
I'm not even going to get into that.
We cannot afford to be confused about alcohol. Alcohol is a drug. Causes more addicts to relapse than anything else. So, Shelley, what would your final words on the subject be? Shopping for sponsors.
I don't know. It's kind of a lengthy final word, but I had at one point, like at around 3.5 years, 4 years, something like that, my sponsor, I'll just be honest, same sponsor I have now, was having a lot of issues. She was having some trouble. And
she sucks.
She was not as emotionally available, not as ready at that time to help others at that point. She was having a lot of problems. And it came down to the point where she and I actually talked about, should I get another sponsor? And I said, you know what? I thought about it, and I was actually seriously considering getting another sponsor. I said, you know what? I think I'm just going to wait it out because I've gotten this far, and I'm still sober. So there's a reason why you're my sponsor, so I don't want to mess with success. And I'm glad I didn't, because that period didn't last long, and then I had yet another breakdown, and she was right there to help me. So my opinion on the subject is get a sponsor, work with them, stick with them.
Awesome. Mark.
Yes.
Final words on shopping for sponsors.
I don't know. You know.
That's a first.
If you shop around long enough, you'll eventually find a sales sponsor.
Interesting. The bargain sponsor?
The bargain sponsor.
Is that the sponsor you want?
That's the sponsor that'll give you the best answer for the best price.
There you go. Shelly? Shelly just had a thought. You could see it.
Well, your sponsor is one of the tools in your program toolkit. If you use a hammer and you whack your thumb instead of the nail, switching hammers is not going to solve the problem.
Switching thumbs would do it.
Ooh, she comes in with a zinger.
I thought of a good one.
She thought of a good one. I think that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Yes, Obi-Wan.
Use the force, Luke.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh, boy.
Did that on Saturday Night Live one time. They had the guy from 90210, Luke, whatever his name was.
Luke Perry.
And he's trying to do it. He's trying to do his thing at the beginning, his monologue. And he's telling all these jokes that are really bad, and up in the corner comes Obi-Wan Kenobi, and he's like, use the cue cards, Luke. You're sucking right now. Shelley, who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town.
Zingo. Bangarang. Mark,
yes.
Someone's listening to the show.
We ask that you go to recovery101.net, which would be our site. We'll take you right to the Podomatic site, and you can listen to the show. From that site, click on the show. When it comes up, there will be a box that says like. Please click that box and follow the directions and be counted as a member of the crew. Once you become a member of Podomatic, you can then go to Permalink and you can comment. You can leave show topics. You don't have to listen to this garbage we do. If you got something better, you can come up with it. And add us to playlists and follow us. You can be a Recovery 101 Lemming. And follow us off the edge.
Nice. Just so y'all know, it's 37 degrees.
Balmy.
Sweet.
Okay, come on.
We've got
move along
is this,
here?
Is this not moving along fast enough for you, Sean?
Yeah.
We've got email addresses at recovery101radio@gmail.com. And the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
There's a thin film of ice on my hot tea.
Seriously?
Nice.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously either.
Shelly, who's the lead out music by?
Forever Amber.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We are out.
And take care of you.
Don't ever say that you knew me when I never want to see your face again. Come to my concert, you won't be in. In love and war, let the game begin. A paper and a pen, thanking God for the poor within. I was raised up right upper middle class. Seemed like I was slumming with trade trash. Tweakers, beakers, freakers all bound to crash. I hate to say it, but your life won't last. Bitches telling me I look like shit. 23 and 6 kids telling me I can live. So what we do, you know they'll never own me, and yeah, they wanna store me, and now they wanna hold me. It's too late for that. It's all liquid, it's flat. There's no turning back. You know you wanna hear that. So what you looking at? Well, what you looking at? Close your eyes, girl, cause you're gonna get smacked. Rat-a-tat-a-tat-tat. Licky, licky, it's flat. Rat-a-tat-a-tat-tat. Licky, licky, it's flat. Door. Don't I always leave you wanting more? Am I giving you the chillin' chills? Are you down for freaking decaf thrills? Is your heart picking up the pace? Do you wanna see my face? Do you wanna know how I taste? Am I making your heart race? Do you wanna get naked someplace? Yeah, this one's for you. You know you already knew what your kisses would do and how to shoot right through and be light to my heart and tear my world apart and take my breath away and brighten up each day with butterflies and heavy sighs and sexy eyes. Such a sweet surprise. What you gonna do, Hex, when I blow up? Will it make you sick, make you wanna throw up? You send me hate mail on MySpace like a little girl. Come to my place, chase me like a little squirrel. My place, chase me like a little girl. Don't you love me when I'm walking out the door? Don't I always leave you wanting more? Am I giving you the chillin' chills? Are you down for freaking decaf thrills? Is your heart picking up the pace? Do you wanna see my face? Do you wanna know how I taste? Am I making your heart race? Do you wanna get naked someplace? This is for the haters, not strictly for the haters. Thanks, you made me famous, just like famous famous. Now do you really blame us? And do you wanna claim us? And do you wanna be us? And now you wanna see us? You're making such a fuss. You wanna scream and cuss. Relax and watch a view. We're doing what we do. We're sauntering right through as we walk away from you. And this is the way that we do what we do. We're doing what we do. We're doing what we do. Lick it, lick it, it's flat. Rat-a-tat-a-tat-tat. What you looking at? Close your eyes, girl. Cause we're gonna get smacked. Lick it, lick it, it's flat. Rat-a-tat-a-tat-tat. Lick it, lick it, it's flat. This is what we do. We do what we do. We're doing what we do. We're doing what we do. This is what we do. We do what we do. We're doing what we do. We're doing what we do.